Get Up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it, check it, check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Here we are, Michael Ross. We've made it. We're back on air. If anyone paying attention, Mitchell Tinley is on the desk once again, day three. Weirdly, gotten worse. How cool is that? weather for today, 24 degrees, tops of 24 degrees all around Limestone Coast.
All across.
I do believe it is top of 23 in Mount Gambier. Currently, right now, in Port Mac, it is, however, 11 degrees. So I did have that. Didn't have the skills to press the old button on the old desk, but that's all right. So it's training.
One day we'll get there.
It's training weeks. You know how you get a little confident on the old training wheels on the bike and you're like, Dad, take them off. As soon as you do, you just tip over on the side and you cry and you blame him.
You don't blame me.
You're like, why, Dad? Why?
I wanted to let you fall so you'd learn.
Oh, Mick, though. We're going to save it because we do have a decent show, okay? It's a wide variety of a whole bunch of stuff. I have someone in Australian politics might have a new friendship in Donald Trump.
Oh. I'm sure many would like that friendship. Coming up next, though, doctors are getting annoyed with how much patients use Google to self-diagnose.
Ooh, okay.
What about when it happens the other way around? I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
In 4 minutes, it's Mitchell and Michael.
Oh, off to a shaky start. Yeah. Pace, if you're still stuck around.
Right now, though, Mitch, lots of doctors are apparently getting annoyed with patients using good old Dr. Google to do a self-diagnosis.
So that's basically where you go, I've got a headache. You type into Google, I've got a headache.
And
my nose hurts or something.
And they're like, you could die.
Yeah, that's like the big thing of it all.
Yes.
And doctors don't like that?
No, they don't. Apparently, it's a waste of a lot of sort of health in money.
I thought it would filter through, like, you'd be like, oh, I have a headache, and Google's like, oh, don't stress, like, don't worry, don't go to the GP, you know what I mean?
But people deep dive. You always go for the deep dive when you're Googling, and they don't like it. They say it's a waste of their time. They then have to run tests sometimes because the patient is convinced and they want to test. They go, test me for this. I think I have
this. Oh, like, yep. Google said, because I have a headache, I broke my foot. I need you to check it.
I've had the other way around. Okay? I've sat in a doctor's room as they basically used the doctor version of Google while I was there. I was not impressed with this. Okay.
Was this recently or?
It was about a year ago now. I have like some dermatitis kind of thing.
I don't know what that is.
Like an eczema sort of thing.
Ew.
And at the time when it was sort of first popped up, I went and was like, I self-diagnosed because I'd had eczema as like a kid. So I was like, I've had eczema as a kid. It's probably that.
Yeah.
And she did the like, well, like, let me have a look at it. She's like, how did it start? And I said, oh, it started as, a sweat blister is? You get them on your hand sometimes.
So this is the doctor going through this?
Yes.
Okay, cool, yeah.
But you know what a sweat blister is, don't you?
Yes.
Like
yes.
A tiny little blister with just a bit of water.
Yeah, I often think it's staff. Training in the gym.
She had never heard of this. She was going, what is a sweat blister? And I'm like, well, you know, if you're using your hands a lot, you might get like some little sweat blisters if the weather's hot. And
was your doctor like a doctor like Dr. Dre's a doctor? Because I feel like that's basic.
She had no idea what it was. And I was like, and then I explained it that way. And she's like, okay, well, I think, and let me have a look. I think it could be this, impetigo. And she's showing me these pictures from this doctor version of Google. So it's like a database that has pictures. Horrible graphic pictures of people with, like, impetigo is a type of skin infection. So these are like pus-filled blisters.
So it's like leprosy. She's like, this is your arm.
And she's like, was it like this? I'm going, no. No, it's not like that. And she just keeps searching away. It's like, I'm telling you. So it happens the other way around.
No, Joe, I've always...
The medical association.
I literally have always wondered what happened to your face. So it's not...
It's not my face, it's my hand. Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.
Now, Michael Ross, we have an Australian celeb that has turned into a celeb over time, but he was just a boring politician once upon a time.
That's a very loose term, celebrity. Yes.
It is, but what they did post-political career, like a Barnaby Joyce, okay? You might remember Joe Hockey.
Yes, good old Joe.
Good old Joe. He was the Barnaby before Barnaby was Barnaby.
Is he not in politics anymore?
I don't know.
I thought he's like a shadow.
Yeah.
Well, not shadow, but like, you know, backbencher.
I thought you meant like a shadow politician. Like, he's just like, hey guys, can I join? They're like, go away. But no, he was in America doing something. Sorry, Australian ambassador.
There we go. That's what he is.
Cruz read the first line. He turned up for a round of golf, right, at Trump National Golf Club in Virginia on Sunday, right? And he was supposed to be playing with, like, the White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, and White House deputy chief of staff, Chris Liddell. So it's like high quality people, right?
Yes.
But Mr. Liddell, he had to pull out. Don't know why. And basically, they didn't know. They were like, oh, maybe we'll play with three. Because in golf, you generally play in a little group of four.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, we'll just play in three. And he was like, oh, cool, it's still nice. I wanted to meet the Mr. Liddell, but I guess I don't get to. And then Trump must have gone, I'm not busy. But he stepped up.
Well, maybe he was the reason that there was no Mr. Liddell. You sit this one out, I'm going in. Got to get my golf on. Yeah. Why didn't they play hockey?
Mr. Hockey, he can't play. He can't win golf.
Watch this drive. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, but I find that hilarious. It, like, you're just kind of chilling and you're playing with, like, you know, you might know friends that know famous people or something like that, and that's kind of cool. Or maybe you're playing with, like, I once met Chris Rock's opener. You know what I mean? So it's like super cool in hindsight, but like not. It's not a mate. You're not going to go crazy on it. And you wouldn't ever remember his name. I didn't. But if I say Chris Rock's opener, you're like, oh. Like,
is he always his opener?
Every single time. Takes him everywhere.
Well, then you should know his name, shouldn't you?
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather be Chris Rock's opener? like really? How I'm Michael Ross's burden.
Spitula Michael, hit 96.1. One of the big pieces of news at the moment is that the Greens have put forward legislation because they want to legalize cannabis.
Yep, Greens for the Greens.
And while this is still, it's a long way in the future, maybe it's going to get there someday, but not right now. And yep. So we still have instances of this where a Darwin man has admitted in court to destroying evidence. What evidence did he destroy? Well, the police arrived at his property and noticed that he was growing a cannabis plant.
Yes.
And they asked him to step out of his property as they do a thorough search.
Yep.
And as he went to leave the door, he ate the plant. Destroying the evidence, but I guess it stopped him from getting done for possession?
Did it?
Because he got fined. He got charged and fined with destroying evidence and, like, sort of obstructing the investigation. But it doesn't seem here that he was charged with possessing.
Oh,
one
really?
Count of possessing less than trafficable quantity.
So
it was charged, but it just ate the whole plant. I just imagined that. Like,
so he didn't get anything out of it by eating it?
I'm sure he got a lot out of it.
No, but
he had a whole plant.
Oh, Darwin. I do like, that's like, that reminds me of my friend who used to say, he's like, it's illegal to pee in public, like to just urinate in the street. He said, however, it's not illegal to pee your pants in public.
Okay.
So if you just let it go, it's not illegal.
Good old Darwin, your homeland. Viva Dirt Vegas.
Have a little fun with that one, ladies.
Mitchell and Michael.
Limestone Coast on Hit 96.1, it is Mitchell and Michael. And you might not know yet, but in 1 month's time, I will be performing my first bit of stand-up to a bunch of children.
Yes, a bunch of judgy kids. It's the reason why I wanted it, is because I just... An adult audience would understand that. An adult audience would understand that you. What's happening? Ah, that's why.
Hello.
Start again. Yes, strike one, Mitchell. No. Continue.
Shall I continue or start again?
Nah, basically, Michael Ross is doing his first ever stand-up gig. I'm obviously doing my first ever time on the desk. Michael is doing his first ever stand-up comedy gig, and I thought no better place to put him than in front of some judgy kids, primary school kids at an assembly. Because adults would be too nice to you. They'd be like, oh, it's his first time doing stand-up.
Kids will also be quite nice, because kids find many things funny.
See, look, this starts off your first sort of, I would never give advice, I'm not in no position to give advice, but my thing is that maybe you should go physical. Kids love
a bit of physical comedy.
Oh, a bit of slapstick.
Okay.
Bit of hit your head and hit yourself in the head with the mic. Oh, that'll get a laugh straight away, guarantee you. If you came out on stage, I will judge you harshly, but if you come out on stage and trip and, like, fall,
it'll be
without a doubt.
That's the punchline.
I do want to set you the challenge of not stealing any jokes.
No stealing.
So totally original. And I don't want you to be too hacky, but also I don't want them to laugh at you. I want them to be laughing with you. Okay? So I know I gave you the slapstick advice, but maybe if you're telling a story, I would say be more physical.
Have a presence.
And then my girlfriend said, you know, hand on the hip, all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
They'll be like, oh, I can envision that now, you know?
My girlfriend, actually, because you brought her up and mocked her with that terrible voice, she actually suggested that, and I want to get your thoughts on this, should I include a song? Should I include it like a bit of a comedy song?
Oh, that would be good.
Do you think the kids would enjoy that, a little bit of musicality?
Yeah, because people at Limestone Coast and anyone around the world listening is probably like, oh, Mitch wants him to fail. No, that's where you're wrong. I want him to do well. I just know he's not going to. It's different. It's different. But no, I think opening with a song.
Okay.
And then maybe hitting yourself in the head with the guitar. No, anything. We're gonna build on this for the next couple of weeks. If you've got any suggestions, any advice that you want to give Michael about how he can go about
his... You need to talk to like a children's entertainer, like a clown or a magician, or like they know how to work them.
That would be a good idea. So, guys, head over to Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast on the Facebook page. If you have any advice for Michael's first ever stand-up gig, which he'll be doing in front of a primary school assembly in about 3 weeks.
Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. You know, relationships are a big part of our lives.
And show.
I am playing the long game. You were talking about short game, long game before. I'm
putting from 3 inches away.
I'm just driving down the fairway.
What I think is on a par 5. A lot of golf analogies. Enjoy that, Limestone Coast.
Blame Joe Hockey and Donald Trump.
Yes, but what has happened recently is I've had a lady friend stay over. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Round of applause. And we talked yesterday about how, you know, they'll do the tidy up and then it's like, oh, hid your forks in the dishwasher, so you have to be like...
In the dishwasher, that's what they're supposed to be.
Yes, horrible example. So you have to be like, sorry, it's Sally, where are they? You know what I mean? And then so she's like, oh, it's okay, I'll come over and show you. You know, so she's playing a long game. I'm not necessarily playing the short game, but I'm just, you know, keeping it, taking it day by day. You know
step
what I mean?
Step.
I found another thing, okay?
What happened?
I jumped into my bed the other day, just me, just by myself. And I did the thing where you kind of roll over into your bed and you don't know because you have obviously a partner, another person in that bed, but I sort of did the sprawl out, which is always good when you live by yourself. And I kind of put my arm between the two pillows because I have four pillows. And on the right side, in between two pillows, I was like, oh, is that a shirt? Is that some dirty laundry? Pulled it out. You know what it was?
What?
The 90.
The 90?
Her 90.
She left it there.
She left it there. Because remember we talked about it being like her side of the bed?
Yeah.
Like she's like, she claimed it. She has now gone, this is where I keep my pajamas.
Did you quickly like run to the bathroom, look at the toothbrushes? There was a second one. You know, you run to the coffee mugs. Her name is on one of them.
I went, oh no, and I was shocked and I sat down on the toilet to think and it was a furry pink seat. And I was like, no, but it's moving Usain Bolt level of fast.
Is that too fast for you?
I would like...
You're not a very fast
maybe
runner.
At least retired Usain Bolt. So let's just like, let's ease it. You know when Usain Bolt wins?
Yeah.
And he kind of just like jogs through?
You're in that stage. Yeah. Like, I've won, time to slow down.
I definitely have not won.
Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Yesterday morning, Mitch, I don't think either of us were prepared for this. I don't think I'm prepared to live on the limestone coast. I don't think I've known these conditions.
Mate, I'm not prepared right now.
Because you all know by now, we're West Aussie born boys.
Mm.
Much warmer there in old Perth.
Yes.
Even in winter.
Yeah.
Like a typical winter's day, you might get a low of like maybe 10 in the night.
Yeah.
And then up to, you hit 20.
Yeah.
You're not going to be under 20 unless it's a freezing day.
Yeah.
We were warned yesterday morning because when I got in the car, it was 6 degrees here in Mount Gambier.
Yeah, it was quite crisp.
It was very crisp, and got into work, and we were talking about that. We're going, oh, it's so cold. And everyone in the office looked at us like, that's not cold.
Yeah,
you don't know what cold is.
And we had to sift through, like, sometimes people do that in a town, like oh, you haven't seen cold. It gets way colder here. Like, that. You do we get a lot of that?
Yeah.
But this one was a little bit more believable. Because everyone was just like, oh, no.
Like, Mitchell, Michael, sit down.
have a seat.
Have a seat. We're going to have to tell you something.
Grab some mittens and a beanie.
I couldn't believe that. When they said to me, well, the minimums get into the negatives for like a month in winter.
And negatives are never good unless you're playing golf.
That's frozen. Water freezes at that point. If I'm 70% water, I'm frozen.
Exactly.
They said you will need gloves and beanies. You were wearing a beanie. You don't mind a bit of a beanie.
For style.
I've only worn like a football beanie.
If you've noticed, my beanies hang off half of my head.
Yes.
Like they're not, I don't take full advantage.
But you will be pulling them right down.
Yes, that's the thing.
I've only ever worn gloves one time in my life, and that was when I went to Ballarat one morning after it had snowed.
Yeah, is this one of those places where you wear a balaclava and you walk into the bank and they don't freak out? They're like, he's just cold.
He's very cold. We're so unprepared. Mitchell Weigel, joined online by Jordan Pollard of the Tap Pack.
Mate, welcome.
Good morning. Yes. Hi. It's great to be here.
Sorry, we are hearing words. We're not hearing taps. This is weird. We thought it was just going to be all completely taps from your feet.
Like Morse code.
Like a Morse code.
You know, I've done that before. It's pretty hard to communicate that way, especially because it's just sound. But I'll talk this morning. I'll talk.
And just a quick question. When you were young and your mum said, can you turn the tap off? Did you get excited or like depressed because you heard the word tap and off?
Well, it's been to force it. I used to, as a kid, I used to walk into a room and if I saw a nice piece of floorboard, I used to go, yeah, I'd tap that.
Ah, nice. I'm sure these jokes have just literally, like, you are either so tired of them or you've done them so many times you make jokes with each other in the tap pack and where you just go, ah.
No, it's all good. No, I've been tapping since I was half as tall as I am now. And, my mom actually did get me to tap dance because she was a dance teacher, so I did tap and jazz at an early age, and I stuck with it, and now I with a couple of mates, we wrote and we got this show together over the last couple of years.
Now you've got a connection with Mount Gambier. They kept it vague. Would you like to let the people of the Limestone Coast know what your connection to Mount Gambier is?
Absolutely, I've got a deep connection now. I'm married into Mount Gambier. My wife Christina D'Agostino. We got married. In Mount Gambier, I have to remember the year now. 2014, there we go.
It's only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember when your anniversary is?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm in trouble. We got married in Mount Gambier, and we had a reception there, and that's where Christina is from and grew up. The D'Agostino is a wonderful family, so is all their extended family. So, I'm very lucky. Great.
So, smart man, taking the opportunity to say hello, stay in the good books with the mountain laws.
Yeah, good.
So, if people should come and see the Tap Pack, why should they come and see it?
Okay, one long sentence. The Tap Pack is a modern-day rap pack with world-class tap dance. We sing, we dance, we joke. We genuinely and spontaneously have such a great night out. We want everyone to experience that. So, come on down. It'll be a great time, guaranteed.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Thank
Jordan's
you, Jordan.
Guaranteed.
And buy your potato phone. This has been a lovely chat, and I hope it goes well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan.
Take it easy, man.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1.
Yesterday, Mitch, after the show, we like to get out for, you know, 20 minutes or so, have a bit of walk around the town, and you said to me, oh, I've actually got to go to the bank. And so we went to your bank because you are a Stone Age man who still does not have either a chip or a paper, like the PayWave.
Yeah, I don't have PayWave. PayPass? PayWave, yeah.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
No, PayPass, is that a different thing? I don't know. But yeah.
I have neither. I basically have one of those old credit card slide manual machines.
Yes.
And a coffee or credit card.
So we went to the bank and it was purely for you, but I stood around and I was sort of just looking around the bank and listening to the conversation. Important info, I guess. But I got sucked in, you know. And I sort of, my brain started to switch because obviously I've been in that situation before with my girlfriend of when you're just sort of accompanying someone to do like their errands.
You're basically third wheeling errands. Yeah.
You and the bank teller, you've got a little conversation going on and I'm just standing there enjoying it all. And I realized I didn't mean to say it, but at the end when you said thank you, I also said thank you, and it clicked in my head that I was like, "Oh, I didn't need to say anything because that conversation wasn't for me." But if you're there with your partner, you would go.
Which you were.
I'm with my on-air partner. You always say like, you know, if someone helps out your partner, you're like, "Oh, thanks," because it's kind of like a little couple thing.
Yeah.
So I eventually switched into partner mode and got sucked in.
You sure you weren't just like, "Thank you for helping Mitch. I know how hard it is to work with him.
Thank you for helping my little baby boy."
Yeah, he's so
maybe,
much.
Maybe
trouble.
I went into dad mode, but that's even more frightening.
Thank you for entertaining my boy.
It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast on hit 96.1, it is Mitchell and Michael. And it's now time to play one of your favourite games, Are We Local? The way it works is we ask a lovely person on Limestone Coast to try and figure out where they live. We ask them a couple of questions. We've got Chris on the line.
First question to guess where Chris TFA is.
Okay, the first question, as always, is are you in Mount Gambier?
Correct.
Okay, so now we have to get specific. We're going to try and get sort of like a northwest kind of like east-south region sort of thing going on.
Now, Chris, what do you do for a living?
Delivery man.
Ooh, oh, that doesn't help because he drives everywhere.
Just absolutely everywhere. Okay. Do you ever find yourself near the Umpiston sinkhole?
Very often.
Very often. Okay.
Now, do you ever catch the bus?
No.
Okay. Okay.
How many people do catch the bus? Yeah, I'm thinking possibly east.
You know what? Yeah, I'll back you up on that. We think you are in East Gambier.
I grew up in East Gambier, but that's not where I live.
Oh, where are you now?
More to the north side behind Big W.
Oh, okay. You know
and
what?
The reason I go to Umpiston is because it's excellent for family barbecue.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
Fair enough.
Well, Chris, you've got your hands on a double pass to the Great Outdoor and 4x4 Expo, which is happening this weekend.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Excellent. Cheers, lads.
Mate, no worries.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1.
That does it for us today.
Yeah, we are all out of here. Made it through again. Third day? Fourth day?
I was going to say, did you make it today?
Oh, man, today was the worst. I told you, I'll never make the same mistake twice, but I will make it on the third time because that's how I work.
Yes.
I make a mistake. I get amazingly better. It's perfect the next time. I get cocky. The third time goes horribly.
Falls apart.
No one ever tells you about that one.
This week, we have swapped roles. Mitch is pressing all the buttons during the show, so if you hear anything that doesn't sound right, it's not my fault for once.
Yes, and if you hear Michael actually being funny, it's because he has a lack of responsibility and can just relax.
I'm looking after you. That's not a lack of responsibility.
It's mild.
That's like saying like you have no.
You'll throw me under the bus. You'll throw me under the bus. Like if they're like, "What went wrong?" You'd be like, "Mitch did it."
Mitchell, 100%. I've already done it this week, and I'm going to do it again.
Guys, you can hear the podcast if you would like, and you can hear all those mistakes because I left them in because I'm a team player, and that's what we like at the Mitchell and Michael Show. Go to your favorite podcast app, Mitchell and Michael Show. You could figure it out. Go to Facebook if you want to stay up to date. Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook. You have something you'd like to bring?
Go to hit.com.au, 96.1 Limestone Coast, and you can now catch up there as well.
Yeah.
We're on the website now.
That's delightful.
Yes.
Should definitely do that. Anyway, we are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow from 6 a.m. and I'll still be on the desk. Yep. I'll still be pushing buttons.
Finishing off your week the only way he knows how, in a blaze of glory. It's Mitchell and Michael. See you tomorrow.
Bye.